Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, November 19, 2024, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Eric Hanelius supports groundbreaking advances at the Superhuman Center. Eric Hanelius, a seasoned fintech leader, has made a significant donation to the Superhuman Center, an innovative orthopedic clinic dedicated to treating and rehabilitating war victims. Co-founded by Andrei Stevnitzer and Philip Grushko, the center specializes in body and facial reconstruction, limb prosthetics, skin transplantation, and advanced exoskeleton integration. Eric's contribution reflects his commitment to leveraging technology for transformative healthcare solutions. The center's holistic treatment model includes surgical, physical therapy, PTSD support, and pediatric reconstruction, addressing both physical injuries and mental health. With over two decades of fintech experience, Eric's support aims to advance medical technology and provide tangible benefits to individuals overcoming war injuries. Learn more about the Superhuman Center at their website and Eric Hanelius on LinkedIn.
Get ready for the 4th annual Winter Wonderland Extravaganza, a magical night of giving back and celebrating community. Get ready for the 4th annual Winter Wonderland Extravaganza hosted by the I'm Loving Me Project in Atlanta, Georgia. This magical night of giving back and celebrating community will take place on December 14th, 2024 at 1851 Hawthorne Ave, College Park, GA. The event will honor incredible individuals like Mahogany Bowers, Leon R. Walker Jr., Tiana Christine, and Sarah Shea Sullivan for their impactful work. Expect a festive evening with great food, live entertainment, and the chance to support a great cause. Early bird tickets are available for $85 at the event website. Join in for a night of holiday cheer, inspiration, and empowerment at the Winter Wonderland Extravaganza by the I'm Loving Me Project.
Storytelling, Dialogue, and Collaboration Project to NGBV launches in Kyrgyz Republic. Footage Foundation's Power Tools program, supported by the U.S. Embassy Public Diplomacy Programs in Kyrgyzstan, aims to combat gender-based violence, GBV, through awareness campaigns, policy advocacy, and community mobilization. Working with local partner Kyrgyz El Agartu Public Association, the initiative seeks to raise awareness, advocate for policy changes, and mobilize communities to challenge harmful cultural beliefs. The project, Power Tools, Storytelling, Dialogue, and Collaboration to NGBV across the Kyrgyz Republic, will deliver training through events like webinars and advocacy workshops to engage stakeholders from civil society and government. Executive Director Dr. Kristen Ali Eglinton emphasizes the importance of addressing GBV in Kyrgyzstan for creating a safer society. The initiative aims to strengthen support for survivors of GBV, challenge stereotypes, and drive policy changes to provide support to people in crisis situations. The U.S. Embassy in the Kyrgyz Republic is eager to support Power Tools to prevent GBV and contribute American perspectives and techniques to the cause. Mosti and Jima partner to launch Inspire to Aspire series for aspiring scholars. In partnership with the Global Entertainment Marketing Academy, Jima has launched the Inspire to Aspire program. This initiative aims to introduce Mosti scholars to career opportunities in entertainment marketing through workshops, mentorship, and hands-on learning experiences. With a track record of 100% of graduating scholars being accepted to college, Mosti is empowering young women to explore the marketing field. The program will connect scholars with industry professionals from film, television, music, and video games, providing insights into the skills and processes needed for success in entertainment marketing. Program highlights include Q&A sessions, behind-the-scenes looks at marketing campaigns, workshops on storytelling, and sessions highlighting women leaders in the industry. Executive Director Nicole Fisher believes this partnership will offer scholars valuable exposure and networking opportunities in an exciting industry. David Blackwell Law offers grants for coaches and teachers to get equipment and supplies. David Blackwell Law's Justice for Kids program offers grants to coaches and teachers to obtain sports equipment, school supplies, uniforms, and more for their athletes and students. Recognizing the impact teachers and coaches have on youth, the firm aims to support their community and inspire young individuals. By providing necessary resources, they hope to foster a passion for sports, education, and positive activities, ensuring kids have every opportunity to succeed. Coaches and teachers can apply for grants by filling out an outreach form on the David Blackwell Law website. The firm's founder, David Blackwell, has personal experience as a coach, while his wife and legal assistant have ties to the education system. David Blackwell Law is dedicated to representing accident victims in South Carolina and believes in treating clients like family, offering free consultations, and only charging legal fees if they recover money for you.
The 11th Annual Best of Round Rock Awards recognize local excellence and community favorites. The 11th Annual Best of Round Rock Awards winners have been announced by Round the Rock, celebrating outstanding businesses, organizations, and individuals that contribute to the vibrant community. With over 30,000 votes from the community, this year's awards showcase the diverse businesses and services that locals love. From family-owned shops to community-focused service providers, the winners reflect Round Rock's unique local culture. Categories include food and drink, health and wellness, retail, and community services. The complete list of winners is available on the Round the Rock website, encouraging support for these exceptional businesses. For businesses interested in next year's awards or connecting with the audience, contact connect@roundtherocktx.com. Round the Rock is a trusted resource promoting local businesses and community connections.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.